Yeah, hats off to Ohio State, their team and coaching staff. I thought they did a phenomenal job. Some really, really, really good football players over there. I thought our guys battled 60 minutes. They wore us down a little bit in the second half. But I thought we showed when we do what we need to do from the things we can control, we can play with anybody in the country. I thought offensively we were a lot more efficient today. defensively, we missed some tackles. And we talked about it all week. You missed tackles with these guys. It's a touchdown. So we got to continue to clean that up. Really good job. Let me say this. Some of the missed tackles were broke tackles. Strong football players running through arm tackles. We got to do a better job of coming to balance. Some of those things. But I'm really proud of the way the guys fought. Really proud of all the fans that were here today. Hopefully the fans that were here can appreciate the way our guys battled for Marshall today. So with that, open up for questions.
Coach, so how much did the offensive game plan change when Stone had to come out of the game there after that first drive of the second half?
A little bit, because we weren't sure what it was, you know what I mean? So we didn't know if it was going to get him back, you know, but after they kind of went through it, he was cramping a little bit. And then Braylon went in, and he kind of rolled his ankle a little bit. You know, so that kind of really put us in a different situation. And then, you know, thinking globally, they kind of were able to score right back to back. So it kind of changes the mindset a little bit. They banged us up pretty good. Hopefully we get back to Huntington and some of these guys are ready to go next week. But we started going down pretty quickly in the second half. That was a major concern of mine. So I don't know the prognostics on anyone, so I can't say who's available, who's not, but it changed a lot of what we were planning to do coming out of the half when we started losing some guys.
Coach, you go into the end of the first, beginning of the second, you have some momentum, and then Stone slips on fourth, and then the punt muff, and you guys are covered, and there's a penalty. So just little things like that against a good team.
Yeah, you know, those are the things you talk about. You know, the margin of error is small. You got to be perfect, but you got to control the things you can control. We had a guy that was just off the ball on punt. You know, you got to be breaking the center's plane or the center's hip. He was just off the ball in his alignment. Just so happened that was on the one that we, you know, you muff, and you never know. That's why you got to play discipline, you know, for 60 minutes, because you never know when an opportunity. I would like to see just how we responded if we were able to kind of get the ball in that position. But those are the things we can go back and learn from. I think there's a lot of really good teaching from these last two games. I think we've played some of the top teams in the country in two conferences. I'm uber proud of the O-line. Again, we haven't given up a ton of sacks. I know that sounds remedial, but it was one of our issues last year. The quarterback got hit a lot. I thought Stone did a better job of getting the ball out. He's still got some things he got to improve on. We challenged our wide receivers to catch the ball with a little more consistency. They did that. I don't know if all of those guys, but I'm sure 8 or 9 of those guys are playing the NFL up front. And I thought our guys battled. And if we can continue to do that and stay healthy, I think we got a chance to, you know, put some really good quarters of football together.
They kind of it's a pick your poison on offense, because they've got the backs, they've got the line. I mean, can't focus on one thing, kid.
I mean, it was impressive. There's still some things that we can do better. I mean, I think, you know, the first one, you know, we didn't get aligned. You know, we were getting aligned when the ball snapped, and obviously 6 inches here, and you're talking, you know, typically if you're playing, you know, a conference foe, a level foe, maybe that's a 20-yard run. You get on the ground, you get a chance to reset, and you don't in these type of games. We talked about that. You know, you got to get set quickly. You know, you can't miss tackles, you know, and some of those were broken tackles. And that's one of the good things that good players do. They're able to break tackles. I mean, you can come with perfect fundamental, perfect form. And if they break a tackle because they're stronger, that happened, you know, today, and it created some explosive plays. We'll get a chance to go back and look. There were a lot of explosive plays today, but what I want to be able to look at is how many of those were created and how many of those were given. That makes sense. Did we just give up an explosive play because we weren't in the right position, or we weren't, you know, playing the defense the right way, or did they create an explosive play by breaking 2 or 3 tackles? Either way, we still got to correct it, but there's a different type of correction. we broke two or three tackles. We need to continue to work our tackle fundamentals, rally into the ball. If we created it, then that's an understanding of schematics. Just off, 30 minutes after the game, I would say a lot of them were created and not given, if that makes sense. I don't know that for sure. I'll know on Tuesday because you guys will ask me.
You had described Ohio State as one of the best teams you'd ever seen.
Ever. Ever.
Did they live up to their billing in person then?
Offensively, absolutely. And then defensively, they smother you. They kind of just lean on you and kind of weigh you down a little bit, and that's what kind of happened to us. Let me say that. I can't speak for whoever else they're going to play, but defensively, they kind of just laid on us long enough to wear us down offensively. Offensively, I don't know. 2019 LSU, 2021 Alabama, they're probably in that realm. They're really good. They're really good. We didn't make it hard on them today by missing tackles. That doesn't help, but they're really good. Hats off to them. Coach Day's done a phenomenal job building this program. He was able to retain a lot of players that had opportunities to go other places. Some guys came into the program. They can stay healthy. I don't even know if they need to stay healthy. They probably just put the fifth guy in, but. It was good. They're good. A lot of respect for them. And don't get me wrong. We didn't make it easy on them. By some of the things we tripped ourselves up with, but they're good. They're good.
Coach, you talked about high praise for Ohio State. I know you're not about moral victory, but only being down 28-14 at the half, still moving the ball. Is that somewhere you kind of just trying to really build off that positive?
Yeah, I think obviously at this point, in that point of the game, we weren't just excited about. Where we were, but when you step back and look at it, they haven't given up a touchdown all year. One team's gotten to the red zone against them all year, and they snapped the ball over the center's head, so they got out of the red zone. They've been in the red zone one time. I thought the biggest play of the day was we go down there on the goal line and we punch it in. That's a man's yard, down on the goal line. And I thought offensively we were a lot more efficient today. I'm not saying we're great and we're there. We were a lot more efficient today. We didn't turn the ball over. Thought we did a really good job of, we knew that we were going to have to shorten the game. That's why we were kind of doing the clap, look over. The other option is to huddle, but it throws us out of our routine when we huddle, if that makes sense. So we knew we were going to have to shorten the game to try to minimize possessions from their perspective. There's 1,000 things we got to clean up. We got a couple short yardage situations where we didn't execute, great. Stone slips on a couple that would probably give us a chance to extend some drives. Could change the outcome a little bit from our perspective. There's still some things we got to work on, but when you look at where we were coming out of Virginia Tech, I think the emphasis we put on the bye week, showed up today as far as a lot more efficiency, consistency in what we were trying to do from an offensive perspective against a really good opponent. So it's good, tangible information and learning opportunities for us to continue to go back and teach from, because obviously 2 weeks ago they were really, really good. This week they're even better. We were able to execute with a little more efficiency today from an offensive perspective.
Some strong plays in the secondary from your guys as well. Moten wins the one-on-one, there for the interception. Just what have you seen from that unit as a whole, growth from last year to this year, because they started strong?
Yeah, I think they've done well. We weren't sure, exactly what we had back there, because it really hadn't been challenged because we've done such a good job up front. It goes hand in hand. We knew today was going to be a little bit more of a challenge. So I thought to see Moten come up and make a big play. I think we missed a couple tackles that, probably could have put us in a little better position. I'm not sitting here saying that two or three missed tackles was the difference. But the things that, we want to be able to clean up are things we can control. We can't control if the receiver's 4-3 and he breaks two tackles that, guys are right there. There were a couple of times they were coming at me on the sideline and I was getting out of the way. And I didn't usually have to move because usually I'm like, oh, okay. But there were like real NFL grown men coming at a really, really high rate of speed. So I had to get out of the way. So I understand the talent gap, but what I want to go back and look at are our fundamentals correct? Are our techniques correct? If we're not coming to balance, if we're not, near laying your shoulder, if we're not wrapping, you know, on the run. That's what we got to correct. We can't change our opponent's, you know, approach. We got to correct things we can control. And I think we'll be able to go back and correct some of those.
Any further for Coach? Hey, you're this good offer got a lot of play on social media. Any reactions that you
had? Yeah, Coach K said to me before the game, he said, you got to live my life for 1 week. Everything I say in a press conference, you know, goes viral, even if it's not, you know, if it's a joke. So, yeah, that was obviously that was a joke, but I hope everyone took it in stride. Did not know, I don't know, Luke, how many guys we have in there, 4, 5
it's in
our
like
press
that.
Conference. Usually a quaint group, you know, we're a quaint group. I didn't know that our secret society would end up being completely viral. And Luke's got his Tudor's biscuit socks on. I think obviously, you know, college football, in my opinion, is the greatest profession of all time. We get to change lives of young men. We get to engage so many different communities and fans with, you know, a 3-hour game today. You know, I think it's a great opportunity to enjoy it. Hopefully didn't take anyone, you know, back by my comments. I don't think anyone's leaving for biscuits. I wouldn't anticipate anyone leaving for biscuits, but I think Ryan Day and his staff handled it well, did a good job. Actually, one of the players said on the way off, you got any biscuits? We don't. You know, but it was good. It was good. I think, again, you know, we get to engage a lot of, you know, fan bases and communities and universities. You know, anytime we can engage all of them, I think Tudor's Biscuits does a phenomenal job, you know, of providing really, really, really good food in the West Virginia area. If you haven't had it, please go. So hopefully you know, a lot more Buckeye fans stop by Tudor's on the way, passing through West Virginia, if you get an opportunity.
Anything further?
So thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys. Hats off to the Ohio State you know, administration. They did a phenomenal job. Felt welcome. You know, they did a really good job. Very professional, very polite and everything. So thanks, guys. Go Hurt.